Well, thanks to Adelaide Fresh, Prospect and Morfitt Vale and Tony and Marks at Newton and Glenunga. Pembo, you can do the honours.
Paddy Dangerfield joins us now. Pat, congratulations, mate. It was an awesome game. We're just saying it was probably the team's best performance of the year. I haven't heard you guys sing the song with as much gusto as you did for a very long time. What was the mood like in the rooms and on the flight back after the match?
Yeah, good morning, guys. It was pretty, certainly very upbeat. It's always a lot easier when you win games interstate because you have to travel home with the team. And when you lose, the plane ride home isn't exactly a great feeling. But certainly yesterday it was fantastic.
What was it like when the Pies hit the front, when Cloak Gold, about the 10-minute mark of the last quarter, was there a sense of, oh, Struth, here they come, they're going to run over the top of us? Or because it just looked like you guys just dug deep and shifted things up a level, which was the most heartening aspect of the game, I thought.
No, we certainly didn't panic when they hit the front. They'd played some good footy, but so had we. But I think the most, the real crucial thing in times like that during the game, you really have to be even calmer than you have been previously just to get back to the things that you know work. And that's what I felt we did. And we didn't always kick the ball super well yesterday. But I think when it mattered, we won some crucial contests and got it forward to our forwards. And, we had some players stand up in that last quarter, and Tex was brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was brilliant. Those last two goals. Yeah.
Well, he set up about five as well as kicking those two crucial goals in the last term.
Yeah, he didn't. He just looked to have that that real lateral movement and spring back.
Yeah.
Even though he kicked an enormous amount of goals in the first half, he just looked to have that real energy back, which was great to see.
Hey, Patrick, you still got the packet of frozen peas on your right knee? How is it after that fall on the ground?
It's a little bit more elaborate than frozen peas now, Jane.
But, oh, is it?
How's it looking? It'll be right.
What do you reckon?
It'll be right. It's just one of those ones where it gives you a bit of fright at the time, but I'm sure it won't be an issue this week.
Was that was like a new injury, wasn't it, Pat? Because it's your left knee that you've had the trouble with for a while, but this was the right.
Yeah, I just it's quite funny. I had Jared Witch just run across, and when you hear it have a bit of a crack, it was just a joint, but it gives you a bit of a scare at the time, but thankfully it's nothing more than that.
So have you had to have scans done on it, mate?
Well, we didn't get in until about 11 o'clock last night, so we haven't had anything done yet, so it's just been ice all night, and there'll be a few players that will see the doctor this morning, and I'll be one of those.
So you've had to sit in one of those ice bath things that you've got down at the club rooms?
No, we have ice machines, so basically you strap that to your leg and good luck sleeping. Not exactly.
Gee, poor thing. That sounds terrible.
Hey, Pat, I don't know if you'd want to comment on this, but the Vickery punch on Dean Cox has been the talk of football since Friday night. I saw that Tex retweeted someone who said that Vickery has not basically got no place in the game. I mean, firstly, what did you think of the hit? And secondly, Tom Wren was just telling us that Cox probably isn't going to play against Adelaide this coming weekend. With him out of the team, how is that going to affect the matchups with Sam Jacobs playing such good footy at the moment?
Yeah, it's a really difficult one. I certainly won't be commenting on Texas' tweet, but... Oh, look, he's been such a champion player, so it certainly makes it, I suppose, easier for us. He's a six-time All-Australian, best and fairest winner, and he really is. I think he's the best ruckman, in the modern game. But certainly that incident, I suppose, was really disappointing. And Ty certainly, I think he apologised yesterday and was very remorseful for what he did. And I take him at his word and we move on.
It looked like you guys had prepared, in fact, for the last 4 weeks, it looks like the level of preparation and the level of sort of mental intensity has been really different because you've been consistent for a month now. Even falling short against Hawthorn, you still play good footy. Is part of the challenge for the next few weeks with what on paper looks like an easy draw to maintain their absolutely high level of preparation and not take anything for granted?
Yeah, you're spot on, Pembo. With the season that we've seen unfold this year, you cannot take any team lightly at all. There's been some unbelievable upsets, and any team, when they're on, plays brilliant footy. So for us, we have to stick to our processes, and that's what we've spoken about in the media, and that's what we've spoken about behind closed doors for the past 2 months, and that really doesn't change. So the process to prepare well, train well for our game against West Coast this week, we focus on the first quarter. You break it down even further to your first contest as a player. And as long as we keep doing that, I'm confident that we can sustain the performances that were put forward over the last month and a half.
Now, Patrick, I don't know whether you join my beloved colleague David Pemberthy, but he actually really wants Port to win against Collingwood this weekend because it will help your chances to stay in the eight. Any advice to the Port boys that what you learnt from playing Collingwood on the weekend?
I think most teams are the same. If you bring really good defensive pressure and limit the opposition with time and space, it makes it really difficult for them to hit targets and to execute their game style. So it's like that for any side, and Port would know that. So if you're defensively on, then that sets up the rest of your game.
So you're going to be barracking for Port, Pat?
Come on, do it for me.
I'm not too concerned about that game. I'm more worried about us.
No, that's the right answer, Patrick. That's the right answer.
Good on you, Pat. Well, look, it was a great game, and you're playing awesome footy, and you're coming good just at the right time. It's a bit of a bottleneck there down the bottom of the eight. But you know, keep playing like this, and who knows what could happen.
Exactly. Thanks, guys. And I'll just say, we do play better when our ninth man show up in force, so make sure you you turn up this weekend and support us against West Coast.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good luck. Patrick Dangerfield. How good's Matty Smith playing as well? All Australian form he's in.
Yeah, no.